homestead. And this is actually for Mike Houck's benefit. 1903, John Charles Olmsted and the plan. And in that plan, Olmsted understood that we had an opportunity to do a 40-mile loop and to connect this great trails network. And, you know, in the last 25 years, 30 years, because of people like Barbara Walker and because of leadership like Charles Jordan and Zary Santner and others, we've made enormous progress on that. That was a generation ago. That was the great opportunity. Today, thanks to a new generation of activists and a new renewed focus on how and a changing view of transportation options, we're looking at a gateway green. And a gateway green, similarly, was a vision that came from the grassroots forward. And now we're poised to not only have the city acquire the dirt, but with the mayor's leadership, we've committed to put the operating money into the budget starting next year. So we're moving forward with Gateway Green, and now we have this incredible opportunity to connect to Sullivan's Gulch and to expand this trail network. No one said this was going to be easy, and finding the $36 million. The mayor reminded me earlier that on the Springwater Corridor, there were those who thought that there were insurmountable problems, and there were some similar challenges. But a community worked to get them done. With this roadmap, we're now going to move forward, and we're going to get this thing done. So thank you all. And in terms of my commitment, I am sold on this idea of this opportunity that Paul outlined for the trail that connects East Portland through the I-205 underpass, which provides bikers and walkers a safe off-street route. It is sitting there. It's within our reach. And it's an important access point to Gateway Green. So let's focus on that and line up the funding and get a win under our belt, and then let's move west. Mayor Adams, it's been a pleasure to work with you and your team on this, and long after you've left this building, the marker that you put down about putting a priority on these kinds of projects will continue to drive it forward. So thank you. Aye.
Adams.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Commissioner Fish, but Portland needs to know that Commissioner Fish, that this is a reflection of his core vision, not only for parks, but connecting parks around the city. So congratulations, and thank you, Commissioner Fish, for having campaigned on this. The first time you and I ran against each other, or the only time you and I ran against each other, he was talking about.
You had to mention that.
He was talking about the project.
Why don't you bring up the Leonard race while you're at it, Mayor? I mean, and I can go right from here to therapy, and then come back. You know.
Sorry, I was trying to give you.
I tried to bury those demons.
I was trying to give you
have your moment.
Compliments. I was trying to give you.
Come on, bring it on. Where's Serena Cruz? Let her have her. Let Serena have her. Have a shout out.
To do an intervention here.
Nurse.
Who haven't I lost to?
You're snapping. You're snapping.
Lay on my couch. Okay.
Thank God I haven't had a race with Dan. I would add that to my list of accomplishments.
Let me start over. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your early advocacy of this issue in rooms that we happen to spend time together over the years. Not all the gatherings I remember to what purpose they were, but you've mentioned this issue early on and have been a tireless advocate. So I want to say thank you. And I think your political career has only just begun, just for the record, only just begun. To Paul Smith, to Denver Agarda, to Elizabeth Kennedy Wong, to Sarah Huggins, to everyone on the key staff team, the folks at Metro, thank you very much for your great work on this. This was a tough project to plan. There was a lot of things that had to be figured out from a purely where does the path go. And I think that what we have before us is a concept that is cost-effective, as doable as we're going to get, and elegant. So, and really, as mentioned before, but worth underscoring, really makes the connections and looked at the opportunities to add value all at every point along the way. In addition, I'd like to thank folks. Brad Perkins has been also advocating for this, I think, since before Pangea broke apart. When I was first came to Portland as a campaign manager for Veracats, Brad and others were talking about this. Dan Lurch Walters, who moved from being my neighbor to over in the Sullivan's Gulch area, early proponent of this. Linda on the East End and everything in between, and everyone else on the community side, thank you for your great work. We have been, I think the Springwater Trail is, there are lessons to be learned. First, you have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you don't get apply for any other money that might exist in other governments or foundations, because it's just an idea as opposed to a plan. And I will tell you, on state and federal funds, you don't even qualify without a plan. So we've got a concept plan, and now we can begin to take it in pieces. I think the phase that Commissioner Fish talked about as a priority is the SMART priority. And in terms of dealing with railroads, Springwater Trail for years had significant railroad issues. And you just keep working at it where you can work at it. You keep making the railroads who never say, respectfully to them, never say yes, and you just keep working at it section at a time where you can, and eventually you show them it will work in pieces, and I believe that we will get there eventually. So great work. Congratulations. Again, thanks to everyone involved. Aye. All right. Good work. We will now hear, can you please read item number 868 and 869?
868, authorized master agreement.
Sorry,
on the streetcar between TriMet and the city. 869, authorized an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet related to the operations and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system.
Hi. We have do you want to announce you have to
well,
leave?
Well, I note these are both emergency ordinances, and I have to leave at 3:30 to pick up a young man, so.
We should be able to accommodate that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Only if you give me the whole 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. What do you think, you're Nick Fish or something? Yeah.
Wait a minute, Nick, could you run through that list again?
Who would like to begin, Mr. Pierce?
I think I'll go.
Wow.
Pick on Nick there.
He supported all of them. this is the other side of the ledger.
Oh, we wanted to get this actually approved today.
That'd be nice.
Mr. Pierce, say
this. Mayor and council members of Art Pierce, City of Portland Transportation Bureau, here with two items regarding the Portland streetcar. Here with two distinguished guests with me today, Michael Powell from Powell's Books and Alan Leto. Michael is also the chair of the Portland Streetcar Board. I think I will give just a short moment to make sure you know what this is about, and then let them give some introductory remarks, and then I'll go into more detail. So what we have today is a follow-on step that we had briefed you on about a month ago, that we were coming with an exciting new era of streetcar partnership between the city, Portland Streetcar, and TriMet. And so we are now here with that next stage, which is the streetcar master agreement, and then accompanying that, a streetcar operating agreement. So I think I'll let my fellow folks here give some brief introduction remarks, and then I'll kind of give us more detail what's in that agreement.
Great. Thanks, Art. Alan Leto, Director of Planning and Policy at TriMet. Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, Neil McFarland sends his regrets for not being able to be here, but did want me to share with you, we took this agreement to our board, both of these agreements to our board this morning, and it was passed unanimously. Wanted to share with you a few of the comments that our general manager shared with our board. One that, the streetcar has been a very successful partnership between the city and TriMet. The ridership, the development, the connectivity within the central city and soon to be the east side, the fact that it serves not just one neighborhood but all of downtown and PSU, and a broad range of incomes from very low to folks in some of the condos that we think of. That successful partnership has been somewhat ad hoc, and this agreement brings our partnership to a new plateau, brings some more structure, gives it for us, certainly, and we hope for you, some greater financial certainty over time, and gives us a place to talk through all of the issues that come with a more complex and more complete system that the streetcar is becoming. It has been a very low cost per passenger service, and that's one of the things, you know, we look at ridership, we have to bring our service in at low cost. Streetcar very much does that, and as I said, it's a key service for circulation throughout the central city and connects into the majority of our lines for that regional connectivity as well. And this really has allowed growth of our service, growth of transit for the city and the region in a way that TriMet could not have done by itself. So again, bringing that partnership forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Powell. I chair the Portland Streetcar Inc. board. You will have two agreements before you today, the master agreement and the operations agreement. You will hear that it establishes a partnership between TriMet and the city to support development through improved mobility via the streetcar. The city will continue to assume responsibility for capital requirements as it has, and city and TriMet share the operating costs will evolve from 50-50 to 85-15, with TriMet agreeing to pick up the lion's share of that. It designates Portland Streetcar Inc. as the operations entity. The operations agreement will provide funding for the next 3 years, as agreed, and provides TriMet personnel to operate and maintain the streetcar as it has historically. PSI strongly urges the adoption of these two agreements. We welcome the fact that the City of Portland has formed, funded, and supported the streetcar from the beginning, as has TriMet. Portland Streetcar Inc. has been able to bring the private sector into this conversation so that they can play a role in directly supporting transit. This partnership, now formalized, has created a great service for the public and key economic driver for our region. Proud of the work done by PSI and pleased that we are included. It's to the credit of the city and TriMet that this shared relationship works. We've built over $250 million worth of streetcar infrastructure, over 15 miles of track. And the private sector has contributed, of that $250, $35 million to construction. We've transported over 33 million passengers, all safely. We've never had a significant injury or accident in the history of the operation, 11-year history of the streetcar. Over $3.5 billion in new development has occurred along the alignment at twice the standard FAR, or 92% of the allowable FAR. Today, there is another $900 million currently committed or under construction along the streetcar line, with $400 million of that on the east side. I want to thank Neil McFarland and TriMet, but Neil McFarland particularly for the credit that he has earned for supporting this long-term vision for the streetcar. And I'd like to also acknowledge the work done by Bruce Harder and Dick Feeney in bringing this agreement together and bringing it before you. And then if I could just have a moment of your time for my own indulgence. I've been on the streetcar board for 14 years, and before that, countless years before there was a board. I'll be leaving it after the ribbon cutting on September 22nd, which I hope to see you all at. In that time, I've been privileged to work with an enormous number of very gifted public servants and private sector folks, and seeing the streetcar from its realization from a small circle in a central city plan into the reality that it is. We are now about to complete our fifth segment. All of those construction projects have been done on time, on or under budget. We have a safety record that's very enviable. We've created an icon for the city that has been an attractor from planners from all over this country and throughout the world. I want to thank Don Magnuson and John Carroll, who occupied my seat as chairman before me and gave me a legacy that was easy to build on. I want to thank Vicki Deedy from PDOT, who's been with us from its inception and who can, you know, provide the oil to make the wheels turn round. And then Roger Shields, Rick Gustafson, and Carter McNichol at Shields Oblitz have been brilliant in their leadership and in their ability to bring these projects to fruition. And I want to thank TriMet. I've worked with Tom Walsh, Fred Hansen, and now Neil McFarland at TriMet, and TriMet has always been there for us. And so it's been a wonderful time. I've been before you many times, and I've always received the best of attention, and I appreciate that. And I think we've done together something really remarkable. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I mean, this is a passing of an era, so what a great legacy to leave behind.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd put it on my tombstone, you know. He went by streetcar.
That's great.
Well, the beauty of coming with such good company is it doesn't leave me with much lifting to do at the end. So I guess just to sort of punctuate a couple points, I think one of the key accomplishments of the master agreement is the level of acknowledgement that both entities are acknowledging the importance of each other's efforts and the importance of streetcar as a joint effort that accomplishes both of our goals. And I think that, although we have often said so in PowerPoint presentations, this is the first time we've ever written it down. And I did hear from some staff as we were preparing for this was the first master agreement that they'd ever encountered within City Council. I think Tim had mentioned that to us within. So I think that this, in part, we are trying to signal the beginning of a new era, in part launched by the hard work of those before us and getting ready to get down to the next years of hard work in bringing more and more sophistication to the operations and more cooperation to the next lines as we expand. One of the key elements of it is creating some leadership structure that is jointly involving both TriMet and city leadership, as well as PSI leadership, and then the same at the staff levels. And I think that will help provide sort of a greater structure and backbone to the work that already occurs informally now. So we're really excited for that as well. So I think that also the further actions that we are embarking on that are listed as an appendix to the agreement really set the work plan for us in the coming years in terms of moving into those next set of conversations. So I'm happy to answer any questions and hear any comments. Yeah.
I have a couple of, first of all, Mr. Powell, Michael, thank you so much for your service. I was at the Florence and the Machine concert at Edgefield on Sunday, and she mentioned that she had been to Powell's and found it like one of the best places in Portland. So it will be interesting that you will now continue to be known for the bookstore and as the father of the streetcar system in concert with others. So thank you very much for your service. Art, I have a question. More for my own interest than anything else. It's on page 6 of 16, where you have what I have seen the most detailed proposal for how you would figure out the costs that I have seen yet in my 3.5 years on the City Council, where the cost is there's three lines of equations, including one that says C equals A star by multiplied by 1.058 and plus B multiplied by 1.064. I'm just wondering what was the overall intent of figuring out those
things? Have a MIT grad to thank for this, I believe, and that is Dan Caulfield from TriMet, who is able to think of the world in these types of equations, which not many of us.
Do you know what the overall goal was in getting down to the three decimal points for figuring that out?
I might actually defer to Alan because he has more experience with this.
Yeah, the basic idea is that there is a section of the streetcar where it's crossing the MAX tracks where the propulsion, the actual electricity, is coming from the MAX system versus a streetcar dedicated system. And in the spirit of, you know, we're accounting for everything and taking account of all of that, this accounts for the electricity and the cost of that electricity.
Wow. It's very impressive.
It is. I agree.
Thank you for explaining that.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Anyone wish to testify on this matter? All right. Can you please start calling the votes on both?
Paul Spin.
Well, I do want to say those are very elegant equations, so elegant and simple. So thank Mr. Caulfield for that. Well, it's my pleasure to support both of these agreements and to do so with a lot of pride and particular thanks to Michael Powell for his vision and leadership on this effort, as well as people like Rick Gustafson, Vicky Deedy, Carter McNichol, Roger Shields, a lot of people. And, you know, I think Michael just said it right. You know, it's an icon of Portland, and it just kind of made me think, just like Commissioner Fritz said, you know, like Powell's books, it's one of those icons now that people think of when tourists are in town and they're asking, what should I do? You know, it's the hotels say, go to Powell's books, ride the streetcar, you know, go to Higgins or some other restaurant like that. So it really is an icon, and it's a great way for people to get around, and it's a great redevelopment tool, as has been proven wildly successful in Northwest Portland, and I'm very confident when the East Side Line opens too, it will be a real catalyst for redevelopment there as well, and for a better Portland and a more prosperous one. So thank you all. Please vote aye.
Leonard.
This is a great agreement, and I want to thank Michael for his service and look forward to crossing paths with you more at Ohm Seafood Restaurant on Powell soon. Aye.
Fritz.
I think perhaps even more impressive than this equation is the fact that when I asked the staff of both City of Portland and TriMet what it meant, you had the answer in an instant. And so there's been a lot of attention to detail in this process, and I greatly appreciate that, and indeed a lot of collaboration with the community, with Portland Streetcar Inc., and between the agencies. So I'm very glad to see this detailed agreement and look forward to continuing to participate in implementing it. Aye.
Fish.
Michael, thanks for your leadership. I don't know what you're more proud of, the passing of the torch to your daughter at the bookstore or providing such a strong foundation for a streetcar to the next leader of the organization. But congratulations on both. My colleagues have said all that needs to be said. Aye.
Adams.
I would also like to underline the thanks that have already been given, and I'm very pleased that this is moving forward, especially the Art Pierce, the project manager, Greg Jones, Catherine Charlo and my shop, and the folks at TriMet. Thanks for your partnership on this. Aye. So approved, we are adjourned.
We need to vote on 869. Whoop.
We're back in session. One more.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Approved. Now we're in recess. See you in the week after next. So you'll let me know.
Yeah.
Hopefully.